Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time to check in on the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
What's showing up on your radar in the swamp today?
I had a listener upload a video to the Swamp Fox page. They've taken and made a 60-second video with their phone, and it was celebrating a successful entrepreneurial story in South Carolina. If you didn't have clean drinking water, that'd be a real problem, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly would. It's one of the necessities of life.
You know, I know many people in South Carolina have been through disasters, and quickly you learn that you can live without food for a while. You can, you know, you can live without a house for a while, but you don't live very long without clean, potable water. And there is a group of students and faculty members at Clemson, the Clemson Engineers for Developing Countries, and they have taken on as a keynote project the building of a municipal water project in Cannes, Haiti. Now, you know, it's not entrepreneurial from the perspective that they're trying to build a business to do something, but that's a pretty interesting problem because, you know, you're going to build a municipal water system in a developing country in a place that hasn't had one before, and so you've got to kind of meet their needs and got to fit into the culture they have, and that's probably a pretty interesting problem, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I've read about these projects before. It seems to be an ongoing problem down below the border.
Right, and it is. And so they work with folks that were in Haiti, you know, that understood the community and the culture, and over about a year and a half, they developed this system. It's got 9 fountains and showers, 4 cisterns, a total capacity of about 200,000 gallons of water pumping that can deliver 144,000 gallons a day up to 1,100 feet through 2 miles of 4-inch galvanized pipe. The water's all filtered and sterilized and chlorinated so they provide clean water to these folks in Haiti. And I could just, you know, imagine if I'd been in school and sitting down and taking on a project like this and trying to figure out, you know, how to make a system work in a country where maybe I don't actually speak the language and know the culture very well. Probably not different than launching any other kind of entrepreneurial activity. Bobby Ratu is a videographer who had gone down there with funds, and he's the person that posted this up to the Facebook site. He's got some other pictures and whatnot of their activity down there. But I just thought it was a particularly cool project that they did. You don't think about water and electricity necessarily, but once they were able to pump water, they took some hydroelectric turbines, and now they've actually provided electric power to this little community. So not only solving one utility problem, but two. And what a life-changing thing it would be if you went from not having clean water and not having electricity to having those two things. We take for granted a lot we have in our daily lives, don't we?
Well, we certainly do. And this entrepreneurial slash charitable project, is it moving into other parts of this area of the world?
Well, I don't know other places they're going to take it. I'm sure that they're interested in taking it other places in the developing world. I'm even more sure that listeners may have some information about this kind of entrepreneurial activity or maybe something else that they were involved in that was successful. So what I'd love for folks to do is take out your phone, record a video that's about 60 seconds, upload it to the Facebook Swamp Fox page, and as we find interesting things, we'll follow up, get some more details, and maybe highlight it one Monday morning.
That's an excellent idea, John. How's that business calendar look now for our business community as summer is fast approaching?
Well, we have the 2017 Cybersecurity Summit coming up. Should be very good. And then Dirk Brown has his Innovation and Intellectual Property Business Conference coming up in a week or so as well. And both of those are great things that listeners could plug into.
John, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.